Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Did you hear the news? Symmetry Medical Spa and Body by Kat are out with the old and in with the new. Take advantage of these specials. Got mass breakouts? Come by for a custom facial for $50 or hydrofacials for $99. Need a lift? Limited special on Juvederm XC and Lumica IPL. Buy two, get one free. Laser hair removal, all unlimited. 1 year package, only $999. Would you like some body work? Form a buy two, get one free sculpture permanent fat reduction. Buy one, get one free. To make an appointment, call Symmetry Medical 702-749-7577.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The government has issued new strict travel guidelines which define service animals.
The Transportation Department issued a final rule that aims to settle years of tension. Airlines believe passengers were abusing the rule that allowed them to bring animals for emotional support if they had a doctor's note. Now the agency says only dogs can be considered service animals and they must be trained to help a person with a physical or psychiatric disability. Companions used for emotional support don't count. The agency said it was rewriting the rules in part because of a rise in misbehavior. Passengers kept fraudulently representing their pets as service animals, bringing unusual animals on board. The new rule forces passengers to check animals in the cargo hold and pay a pet fee or leave them at home. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is once again urging people to stay home for the holidays. But for those who ignore that advice, COVID-19 testing before and after trips is an option. Dr. Henry Walker at the CDC says Americans can also shorten their quarantine periods.
Reducing the length of quarantine may make it easier for people to take this critical public health action by reducing the economic hardship associated with a longer period, especially if they cannot work during that time. In addition, a shorter quarantine period can lessen stress on the public health system and communities, especially when new infections are rapidly rising.
Britain's already rolling out Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. Health Service Chief Simon Stevens says the first shots will be reserved for those most in danger.
So the initial tranche in December is going to enable us to get started, but the bulk of this vaccination program, either through this vaccine or hopefully others as well that will join it, will take place in the period January through to March or April for the at-risk population.
On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 59 points, the NASDAQ dropped 5, the S&P up by 6. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious gourmet popcorn.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local. This is a Wednesday, and that, of course, means Chuck Muth joins us, the president of Citizen Outreach, publisher of NevadaNewsAndViews.com, and he joins us. First of all, how was your holiday? Who cooked in the Muth household?
Actually, I have a working wife now, so I had to do the cooking this year, myself and my daughter.
And did everybody survive? I mean, any health scares?
No, everybody survived, and I think it was successful because everybody was ready to fall asleep shortly after we finished eating everything. So I guess it was successful.
Oh my God! Well, good for you. Let's get back to work, so to speak. This is a busy week here in Nevada and around the nation. Election Day was what, November 3rd? It's now December 2nd, and we still have elections hanging fire both here in state and around the country. What do you make of this, and why is this happening? Is this all about the mail-in ballots, or is there something deeper here? Maybe just the fact that we're still so divided.
Yeah, I don't think it's all about the mail-in ballots, but the mail-in ballots brought to the surface what conservatives in particular have been talking about for many, many, many years, and that is the insecurity of the election system that we have right now, where you are not required to present photo ID before you're allowed to cast your ballot. And a photo ID is, I mean, that's normal course of business for all kinds of things that we do. You can't get on an airplane without presenting a photo ID or cashing a check. And yet, for some reason, we've excluded voting, the ability of people to just show up and say, yes, I'm who I am, and they just let you vote. So we've been talking about that for a long time, Kevin, but this particular election, especially with the mail-in ballots that were used in so many different states this year, has really brought these concerns to the surface where people now can't ignore it any longer.
Would a national voter ID card solve this problem?
A national voter ID card. I don't know.
Issued by the federal government, you could use it to get on airplanes. That would seem to solve the problem, wouldn't it? Or not?
Maybe yes, maybe no. It would seem to solve the problem, but then you've got all of the arguments against state-issued photo ID. I don't know that I'm not a real big one on federal stuff, because there's no problem that exists that can't be made worse by the federal government getting involved in it.
Wow.
I think we should at least try to start at the state level. You have to have a state driver's license to drive, or some other kind of photo ID if you're not a driver. And the arguments are that poor people can't afford to get a photo ID, and that's such a small number that's easily fixed, I think. But we know that the Democrats don't want it fixed. And without sitting here saying that they are committing fraud, that they are intentionally using the lack of photo ID to influence these elections negatively, that's where this is all coming from. Whether they're doing it or not, not having photo ID makes it easier to do it if they did want to do it. And you got to believe that that's part of their opposition to photo ID.
Okay, tell me where we are here in Nevada. We've got at least one race that's still hanging fire, we think.
And that's the Stavros Anthony, Ross Miller, District C County Commission race in Clark County. Was that deal settled yesterday by the Clark County Commission?
Oh, no, it's far from settled. If anything, it made the whole situation worse. The left, the Democrats, the liberals keep saying there's no, and you have to always put in the adjective, you know, widespread voting fraud, and you know that it's baseless. Well, it is at this point, but there's still investigations going on. But one thing we do know for sure, that Clark County Commission C race was decided by 10 votes in favor of the Democrat candidate Ross Miller over the Republican candidate Stavros Anthony. 10 votes. The Clark County Registrar of Voters himself, Joe Gloria, testified 2 weeks ago before the Clark County Commission that his office had 139 discrepancies in that district that could not be resolved. They could be 139 votes for Miller, they could be 139 votes for Stavros, or something in between. But those discrepancies, he testified, could not be resolved. 2 weeks ago, the Clark County Commission voted 6-1 to say, okay, let's move forward. You know, this isn't some wild accusation of fraud. This is the registrar himself saying this. We need to hold a special election. 2 weeks later, obviously attorneys got involved in this thing. A complete reversal by a vote of 7-0. The Clark County Commission said yesterday, nope, we're going to certify these results. We're not going to hold a special election. Mr. Anthony now has to go to court. And hopefully, I would hope that a judge would look at this and say, yeah, you can't possibly resolve this with a 10-vote margin, and you have to have a special election. I hope that's what the final outcome is going to be.
Well, Stavros is trailing in that race by 10 votes. The courts have almost universally been negative about Republicans trying to contest elections. What makes this different that you think maybe we might have a chance?
Well, the courts have been negative, but they haven't been negative on the merits of the claims that are being made. They've been negative on technicalities, such as whether or not the person bringing the lawsuit has what they call standing in the legal community to bring it. And there's all kinds of legal technical definitions involved here that have kept these cases from moving forward on the merits. They're being dismissed for reasons of standing or jurisdiction and that sort of thing. So I wouldn't say that the conservatives or the Republicans have lost in the courts at this point. They really haven't gotten a fair hearing in the courts. And that's not just here in Nevada, Kevin. I mean, we're seeing that across the country in some of these other contested elections where Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis for the Trump's legal campaign or legal team have had to go before hearings of legislators to present their evidence and show what they have, because they haven't been able to get into the courts over these technicalities. And we're going to see what happens again tomorrow. I guess here in Nevada, there's going to be a case heard up in Carson City where the Trump campaign hopes to present its evidence of irregularities, if not outright fraud, and we'll see whether or not the court even hears it or whether we're going to be rebuffed again over some technicality.
Well, I relate to this, I think, going back to Sharon Engel and Harry Reid, and nobody could understand how that result happened without some sort of cheating. And one of the keys has always been, well, how do we get into a court and actually present evidence, a smoking gun, as it were? And now, in fact, even today, they're doing discovery. They're doing depositions. They have made sure, relative to the Trump case, they have essentially said, we want to preserve the machines. We want to be able to look at the machines. Don't delete them. Don't do anything to these machines. And apparently, at least this time, we're getting an opportunity to do that. Is that going to be different than in times past when people said, well, show me the evidence. Show me the evidence.
Yeah, well, you can't show people the evidence until you're allowed to identify it and you have access to where that evidence may be. And I think that the biggest challenge right now for Republicans and conservatives and the Trump campaign is to get access to whatever it was, 600,000, 700,000 mail-in ballots. and be able to look at the envelopes where the voter had to sign their name and compare that to the signatures on file. There's a lot of suspicion out there that the signatures didn't match and that that was the biggest problem with the mail-in ballots, that ballots were counted for people whose signatures did not match what was on file and the envelope that they mailed their ballot into. Until you can look at that and actually have an independent observation of signature verifications and compare those signatures, it's really hard to present that evidence. But right now, and I don't know how true this is, I only have been seeing the rumors on social media that the Trump campaign has been trying to subpoena Joe Gloria, the registrar of voters in Clark County, to be able to get access to that information. And Joe Gloria rumored, over the weekend was dodging service so that he couldn't be served a subpoena and be required to present this or be required to give access to the campaigns to look at those signatures. And I don't know why they would be hiding from that. If they say that there's no problem with the mail-in ballots, then why not let us actually take a look at those signatures on those envelopes?
And is that a matter of a judge? For instance, we had a judge who essentially ordered the discovery for this case involving the president. Is it simply a matter of a judge allowing this to be presented in open court? The results of these
I think you're right. I think it probably is going to take a judge. A judge is going to have to order Joe Gloria to present testimony under oath and answer questions about how this election was conducted, as well as give them give the parties access to the information they need to make their case. It's wrong to say that you don't have the evidence when you're the one blocking access to what could potentially be that evidence. And I just don't know why Joe Gloria would continue to stonewall this, why he won't answer these questions, why he won't give access to the parties to take a look at these envelopes and everything else that they're asking for.
And by the way, Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union, is going to join us at 4:30 and will give us the very latest on where that is. My understanding was they were supposed to go into deposition today and go to trial as early as tomorrow. What is the latest you're hearing on the court action? Will it be heard tomorrow?
It's supposed to be heard tomorrow. Of course, in the legal world, you never know. There's always delays and whatnot that are possible, but you know, I hope it goes forward tomorrow. I don't want to see any more delay on this. I thought it was very interesting that I was reading this morning. Mr. Schlapp indicated that they had identified 14,000 people who voted in two different states. Mm. Now, we haven't seen the verification of that yet, but I'm hoping that gets presented tomorrow because that's huge. If he's able to document that. I believe there's over 1,000, maybe 1,500 people that they've confirmed were dead who cast a ballot. You know, that information should be easy to prove if given access to the information that the election department has. I don't know where they got their information, but I'm very, very much looking forward to seeing that because that's the accusation, the allegations that have been made for the past month since Election Day ended. Actually, we started raising that issue 1 week into early voting. And so I'm really, really interested to see what kind of proof that they have or verification of those claims that have been made.
More coming up with Chuck Muth. We're going to talk about your faith in our electoral system. A lot of people are questioning it. They've done it on this show. They've done it with me personally, saying, hey, my vote doesn't count. You know, the fix is in. And the president's been saying that for, what, 3.5, 4 years. We'll talk more about that coming up with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Stay where you are. We got so much to do today, and there's so much breaking news. Governor Sisolak's going to speak at 4:30, by the way. What about? We don't know. What we'll find out. All here on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach, and we're talking about an electoral system that is under fire right now. It's going to be in the courts tomorrow, both locally and nationally. And there are a lot of people that have come to me just in the last, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and they say this thing doesn't work. You know, the fix is in. My vote doesn't matter. Even when you see a race like the District C, even when you see a District C race where the margin of victory right now is 10 votes, that's it. Chuck, let me ask you, a lot of people are asking me, and I don't have a good answer for them, to be honest with you. Does the system work? I mean, is there something flawed about what we're doing?
Well, there's clearly a lot flawed about what we're doing. I think that it's be fairly easy to fix. The problem is that the people who are in charge right now, the Democrats control both the state Senate and the state assembly and the governor's office. And so the easy fixes that would put a little bit more faith in the integrity of our system are the ones who are going to block making those kinds of changes. So that's the problem that we find ourselves in. But the answer is not to say, well, my vote doesn't count, so I'm just going to stay home. If Republicans and conservatives take that position, Stavros Anthony's race wouldn't have been by 10 votes. It could have been 100. It could have been 1,000. It could have been 10,000. Staying home doesn't fix the problem. Fortunately, enough people showed up that even if that race was, if there was fraud involved in that race somehow, even if there was, the race was close enough because we showed up that we were almost able to overcome it. And because it's so close, now we're going to finally, I think, the Stavros Anthony race is really going to blow the cover off of what's been going on here and make an issue of it. And the only reason is because enough Republicans came out and conservatives to vote for Stavros Anthony to make the race close enough that we can finally, finally put that whole issue of election integrity on the front burner.
Would a recount help in that particular race, the District C race?
Probably not. I mean, a recount isn't going to get to the heart of the problem. Basically, what you're going to do is count, you know, if there were ballots cast illegally, you're just going to count the illegal ballots again. So that's not where the answer is. The answer is in auditing the election and, again, comparing the signatures that were on those mail-in envelopes to the signatures on file. I know I published a couple weeks ago an example that April Becker, who also lost a close race for the state Senate, she had photographs of her son's signature on his envelope for the ballot that he turned in that was intentionally signed in a way that it was nobody in their wildest dreams could possibly say that that matched the signature that was on file with the election department, and yet his ballot was accepted and it was counted. That's one example that I know of. But again, until we are able to look at all 600 or 700,000 mail-in ballots and have an independent review of signature verification, you're not really going to get to the point where you can say, hey, there was more than enough to not only affect Stavros' 10-vote loss, but there was enough that could have potentially affected a number of other races, probably at least another dozen close races that were decided by less than 2%.
So what do we tell people? What I mean, people that you know, we come out and we say, hey, you know, every vote's important. Make sure you get out there. How can anybody do a get out the vote effort when you've got this feeling of people that the fix is in?
Well, this is where the Republican Party and the Trump campaign, in my opinion, royally screwed up. I kept seeing, and I'm sure, Kevin, you did too, all the social media posts on Twitter and Facebook saying we knocked on, you know, a million doors and we've had the greatest ground game in history. Well, you know, that's fine and dandy, but maybe what you were doing on the ground wasn't what you should have been doing. If all they're doing is just dropping off literature, just dropping off flyers for your candidate, that's not fixing this problem. What the party and the Trump campaign should have done last June, when we had the first mail-in primary, all these problems were seen and known at that time. What they should have done was start back in June what they started doing on November the 4th, comparing the voting list, seeing how many people cast a ballot who don't have a Nevada address anymore, to check and see if any dead people voted in the primary. To bring this signature verification problem up, they could have done that last June. But they didn't. They kept doing things, this whole door-knocking literature drop stuff. They kept doing the stuff that they've always done instead of doing what they should have under the new reality of the mail-in balloting system. So that was a big, big, big flaw on the part of the Republican Party and the Trump campaign, and that's what we need to fix. And I hope that's what they're starting to do now. Finally, they've woken up and said, we got to start looking at this ballot security.
Final couple of minutes. Let me just ask you, how do we fix this problem? because the previous election, November 3rd, it's done and it's being counted and the courts are going to decide. How do we fix it when we've got a Democrat governor and a Democrat president, apparently? So what do we do for the next election?